local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, good afternoon. It is 6:11 here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we get to your top three stories, I do have a correction I need to make. Somebody texted me about the color. We've been talking about the color codes on toothpaste. So if you look at the bottom of a toothpaste tube, there's a colored square at the bottom, and it's oftentimes black, blue, red, or green. And we were talking about this because Jake had found a story where Elon Musk was talking about it and saying he believes that those color codes tell you whether or not it's using all natural ingredients, chemicals, medicine, things like that. Well, I had found an article from a dentist, Silver Hill Dental. It's not Silver Hill, our area. It's actually in Canada. And that basically said, yeah, those colors, blue means natural plus medicine, green means it's all natural, red means natural plus chemicals, and black is all chemicals. I got another article sent to me. No, no, no. That's totally false. The colored rectangles are read by light beam sensors, which notify machines where the packaging should be cut, folded, or sealed.
That's where the controversy lies.
Yes.
So, we have conflicting information.
Yeah, so they're like, no, the colors basically, they're just not doing anything for the ingredients. That's about, it's just about, you know, the manufacturing process. Okie dokie.
All right.
So there you go. So I had to do a little correction right there. Because then after that, I've seen multiple things saying, yeah, it's false. It's not about the... it's not about the ingredients. It's just about manufacturing process, cutting, folding, things like that. All right, top three stories here. Number one, the drive-by shooting that happened yesterday at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center here in Pensacola killed two, injured five others, including an 11-year-old. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that there are three shooters, and it appears to be a retaliatory shooting. Now, you've heard him saying on WEAR right there, as well, that I guess a little exasperated because they've had, in this community, there's already been multiple meetings about gun violence and everything to try to reduce it. I actually remember I was filling in for Andrew McKay, a month or two ago, and was talking to the sheriff about this issue, and because there was like another shooting that had happened. And I said, I basically just said, look, you know, they keep having these like gun violence roundtables, yet the gun violence doesn't drop. And I'm like, wouldn't that be because you're inviting like, oh, I don't know, Lumen May to the gun violence, you know, roundtable? You're inviting local pastors at the gun violence roundtable, but you're not inviting the gangs. Like, you're talking to the people who are like, this is horrible, this gun violence stuff. Like, how much are you involved with it? Well, I'm not involved at all. Okay, so you're not the problem. Let's talk to the people who are the problem,
right,
and talk to them about what we could do. And he said at the time, we can't really do that because there isn't really gang leaders here. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. There are gang leaders. There's somebody calling the shots on all this stuff. And
they're not just going to come forward and be like, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm the leader of this gang.
Exactly. They're not real anxious to go, what do you mean I'm not a leader? I am the leader. No, they're not going to come forward. But I mean, in a way, I was kind of saying it tongue in cheek because I'm like, these gun violence roundtables are stupid because you're not involving the people who are actually committing the gun violence. Mm-hmm. And yet it's also stupid to even come up with them because you're not going to be able to get them to come to the table.
Yeah. Civilized so, debate is definitely not their strong suit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of show. And so like, we've been holding this gun gun violence roundtables and nothing seems to be working. I'm like, that's because they don't work. I'm like, I don't know what you're thinking. Anyway, a little tangent right there. Let's get Traffic of the Fives and I'll give you. Nah, let me do the top three stories here real quick. I can get it done before the 15 seconds. Text messages revealed today show that the police knew of Trump's would-be assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot. The text messages show that they flagged him after he was spotted using a rangefinder, but they never approached him. Yeah. And U.S. debt just crossed $35 trillion. The national debt has nearly tripled in just the past 20 years. Let's get Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Looking at our roadways, I-10 westbound between 110 and Palafox and Highway 29. If you're headed westbound there, still a little bit of slowdown from earlier, but it's starting to ease up. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Pace. Is looking good. Nothing slowing you down there. We do have a traffic light out. This the rain is kind of moving through the area in spots, and downtown just got hammered. But we do have a traffic light out at Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. The light is out there, and we also have looks like an accident from earlier at Mobile Highway and Blue Angel. That is cleared out. But just if the roadways are wet, just give a little bit of space between you and the person in front of you. If you do see anything else out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your Traffic on the Fives.
Local headlines today is, well, at least half of them are about a police blotter, essentially. Casey Foles, 31-year-old man, has been charged for a fatal DUI crash that actually happened last November on Chemstrand Road. He was arrested today on charges of DUI manslaughter and DUI serious bodily injury.
Christopher Booth, a 44-year-old man, was arrested and charged with killing his 70-year-old mother last night in the 900 block of Fremont Avenue. According to Sheriff Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office received a call from the Pensacola PD saying that they had received a call from somebody out of state saying that their friend may have just killed his mother in Escambia County. He is being held in Escambia County jail without bond.
And the last police blotter-related story here. Last night, a woman was crossing the road on Perdido Drive over in Orange Beach when she was hit and killed by a car. Now, the Orange Beach Police Department is saying that they are investigating details surrounding the accident.
A 300-foot floating dock at Baghdad Mill State Park is officially open to the public. The dock is close to where Pond Creek meets Blackwater River. It was paid for by sales tax dollars and with a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. The dock is the first step in completing Phase 3 of park updates. The dock will give boaters a new location to park and access to the water, as well as the historical Baghdad Mill State Park, which we were talking about earlier. We have not been out there yet, so.
No, neither of us have been out there. We might have to go check it out with this new fancy floating dock they got going on. Mm-hmm. Back-to-school supplies will be tax-free starting today for the next 14 days. Part of the sales tax holiday passed by the Florida legislature. It's something they kind of do annually now. Items include most school supplies under $50. I actually have a list here of some things like hats, shoes, shorts, pants, shirts, underwear, socks, raincoats, backpacks, book bags, handbags, cleated and spiked shoes, swimsuits, notebooks, scissors, mice, keyboard, mice like the mouse for the computer. Not the mices like you eat them. Routers, printers, scanners, electronic books, flashcards, puzzle books, wallets, hair accessories, and more. And then you can even do computers, like some computers and some other computer accessories. So there you go. Mm.
Not Stanley Cups. They are not on the list.
No, those are not. Those will not fly. No. Yeah. We do have a tropics update for you. There is a development over in the middle of the Atlantic. Let me see what the latest is, because I think this is going to, now it hasn't been updated yet. So it'll probably get updated in the next 30 minutes or so. But the latest update is within the next 7 days, there's a 50% chance of formation. And this arrow is pointed straight to the southern tip of Florida. It looks like its current track would enter into the Gulf of Mexico from the southern tip of Florida. After that, who knows what? I mean, it might go straight to Louisiana. It might turn a little bit north, hit us. We'll be keeping our eye on it, of course, over the next 7 days.
Yep. The American Association of State Troopers, or AST, named Florida Highway Patrol vehicles as the winner of the 2024 America's Best Looking Cruiser competition. The image submitted featured a FHP patrol unit backed up by a rocket launch at Cape Canaveral. Well, that'll do it. The backing image, I know, right? Hey, we'll take it. The backing image was taken at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station's Space Launch Complex on April 18th of this year during the final liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Delta. I'm not good with Delta Four Heavy. Man, if I had to be a mathematician in the ancient times, I couldn't. The Romans would have strung me up.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's pretty cool though. We got the we'll take it. Florida Highway Patrol best looking cruiser. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the best looking cruiser I've seen though is the Pensacola Police Department that did the Blue Angels cruiser.
Yes.
Oh, so good looking. Yeah. It's so good looking. All right, let's gonna get a quick break. We come back here. We've got more of your state and national headlines for you right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Candids? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rigi Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Listen to us on 92.3, 95.3, 98.7, HD2, AM 1620, on our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola, or online at newsradio923.com. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Okay, we do have at Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road, the traffic light is out, so please use caution if you're heading toward that intersection, Mobile Highway and North New Warrington Road. We also have a vehicle crash with roadblock at West Fairfield Drive and 57th Avenue, North 57th Avenue in Pensacola and West Fairfield Drive. Crews should be on the scene there, so that will cause some tie-ups. Otherwise, looking around town, we're looking good. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds, Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any slowdowns now there. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this afternoon on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment, not seeing any issues. If you do see something out there on the roadway slowing you down, always let us know. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
A new report shows that insurance rates for Florida have increased 42.5% over the past few years. According to a 2021 report from Florida Tax Watch, back then, approximately 70% of Floridians live in coastal counties and are at risk of chronic flood damage. According to the Florida Tax Watch's in-depth analysis now, they say the increased insurance rates have put pressure on insurers and forced some to leave the state.
Well, if you enjoy filling up and getting a coffee, maybe a pastry at your local CEFCO gas station, they are being sold to Casey's General Stores, a gas station chain out of the Midwest that's known for its pizza. Casey's is reportedly acquiring CEFCO's parent company in a $1.1 billion deal that will take over all 198 CEFCO stores in Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Mississippi. The deal is set to close at the end of the year, and according to CEFCO parent company president Raymond Smith, yes, they will be bringing Casey's pizza to the South. Looking forward to that.
I was wondering, I was going to ask that if they're going to bring it, because they do, their pizza's not great. It's okay. It's just one of those things that you know, you're in the Midwest where it's just, the winters there just suck, man. Mm-hmm, they're horrible. And so you're going to go get gas. And so if you can just grab a whole pizza and take it home at the same time, it's better to do that than go get a good pizza, because you don't want to go back out again. So I'm already in here paying for my gas, getting a drink. I'll go ahead and grab a pizza and take it home while I'm at it. But I will say this, the breakfast pizza, pretty good. Mm. They got some good breakfast pizza.
Well, here in the South, we do have Hunt Brothers Pizza, which is at like every gas station, especially in Alabama and Tennessee. And I grew up on that stuff because we only had a gas station to eat at. That was all for about an hour from where I lived. So I grew up on that Hunt Brothers Pizza. So I'm looking forward to trying Casey's.
So you get it. Yeah, there you go.
I do.
Gasoline prices in Florida have increased slightly over the past week, with the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded at $3.38, according to AAA. That was 3 cents higher than a week earlier, but down from a penny from about a month ago. So that's pretty good. President Biden today unveiled three proposals aimed at reforming the United States Supreme Court and what he called increasing threats to America's democratic institutions. The proposals would, one, prevent SCOTUS from issuing immunity to former presidents; two, it would institute term limits for justices; and three, it would require justices to disclose gifts. Now, the proposals have a pretty uphill battle in a divided Congress, especially in an election year and from a lame duck president.
A New York judge on Monday banned Wayne LaPierre, the former head of the National Rifle Association, from holding a paid position within the organization for a decade, but declined to appoint an independent monitor to oversee the gun rights group. This ruling comes after a Manhattan jury found LaPierre and another deputy liable for misspending millions of dollars on lavish trips and other personal expenses.
Coming up here next, top three stories and your sports story.
Fox News, I'm Tom Morgani. President Biden is proposing major changes to the Supreme Court. He talked about it during an appearance in Texas today. The president is calling for 18-year term limits for justices, a code of conduct, and for ratification of a constitutional amendment limiting presidential immunity.
I have great respect for our institutions and the separation of powers laid out in our Constitution. But what's happening now is not consistent with that doctrine.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the proposals will be dead on arrival in the House. U.S. intel agencies are out with their latest assessment of foreign attempts to interfere with the election.
The Monday briefing again singled out Russia, China, and Iran as the biggest threats to election security and stated that Russia and China are now hiring marketing and public relations companies to try and affect public opinion in the U.S.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Wireless providers including T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon could face liability in future litigation after facing a string of lawsuits in recent years from women who allege retail employees stole intimate images or videos from their phones while helping them with in-store data transfers. Amazon.com paired nearly $1 billion to acquire the live video startup Twitch Interactive in 2014. A decade later, the retail giant has received little financial return. Documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show Twitch's biggest paying users are opening their wallets less and less, and third-party data reflect that growth in new users and engagement has now slowed. Stocks finished the day mixed on Wall Street. The Dow fell nearly 50 points. The S&P 500 grew by 4, and the NASDAQ was up by 12. U.S. crude oil futures for September were under $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Maggie Gray with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The U.S. men's basketball team won their opening game in convincing fashion against Serbia on Sunday, yet one of the major headlines was that Jason Tatum didn't play in the game. Who cares? It may be an all-star team for the Americans, but it's not the all-star game. Winning actually matters here. I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jake Walker, and then we'll get into your top three stories.
Okay, looking pretty good on our roadways right now. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any issues there. We did have a light out yet. It's still out. This is going to be at Mobile Highway and North New Warrington Road. The traffic light is out there. We had some storms roll through earlier, and it knocked that out. Let me see here. We do have a vehicle crash with roadblock at Fairfield Drive and 57th Avenue in Pensacola. So be careful if you're headed out in that direction. And otherwise, coming out of Milton and Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. This just came in at Avalon Boulevard and what road is this? Del Monte? So Avalon Boulevard and Del Monte Street in Milton. We do have an ambulance blocking the roadway there. There was a hit and run crash. So the ambulance is on the scene blocking part of the roadway there. And that looks like that is on Avalon Boulevard headed southbound. Avalon and Del Monte Street. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much, Jake. Top three stories here for you. A shooting at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center yesterday killed two, injured five others, including an 11-year-old. Chip Simmons, the sheriff, says that there are three shooters, and it appears to be a retaliatory shooting. Text messages revealed today from Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, who obtained them from Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, shows that the police knew of Trump's would-be assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot. The text messages showed that the officers flagged the 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks after he was spotted using a rangefinder but did not approach him. And the final top three story, U.S. debt just crossed $35 trillion. The national debt has nearly tripled in the past 20 years. The U.S. annual deficit now is on track to hit almost $2 trillion this year alone and nearly $3 trillion within the next 10 years. Uy vey. In sports, U.S. women's basketball beat Japan 102-76. And in the medals count overall, the United States has 20 medals, followed by France with 16 and Japan with 12. But I will say this. With that medal, I don't remember which one it was, but one of the 20 medals we got today, that was our 3,000th medal total earned in Olympics. Wow. Which nobody else even comes close to us. Like, wow. Like we just dominate with total medals. So the United States has now earned 3,000 total medals. So that's kind of cool, I think. Mm-hmm. Earlier today in baseball, we had a game between the Orioles and the Blue Jays in a doubleheader. The second game was underway. Well, it was supposed to get underway. This is a makeup game from May 14th that was rained out. Well, the second game is currently under a rain delay. they got thunderstorms going on right now, so a rain delay for the second game of the doubleheader right there.
And then in other games going on right now, we've got the Cleveland Guardians beating Detroit 4-0, top of the fourth. Top of the fourth as well on Prime Video, the Yankees are beating the Phillies 3-1. Then the Cubs and the Reds are scoreless at the bottom of the second. Twins are beating the Mets 1-0 in the middle of the second. And it's a scoreless game between the Mariners and the Boston Red Sox at the top of the third. Then when it comes to sports news, well, let's go back over to Jake to tell us about a commentator who's lost his job.
Yeah, getting back to the Olympics there, apparently an on-air sexist remark about the gold medal-winning Australian female swimming team at the Paris Olympics has cost Eurosport commentator Bob Ballard his job right after the Australian women's 4x100 meter.
4x100.
Yeah. So 400 meter?
Yeah. Well, it's a 4x100 because it's a relay. Each person does 100.
Each person does 100. Well, after this freestyle relay team secured the gold medal on Saturday, he seemed to indicate that the team should hurry up as they enjoyed their gold medal moment. He said, and I quote, "Well, the women are just finishing up. You know what women are like, hanging around doing their makeup," unquote. And like I was saying before, nothing good ever comes after, "Well, you know how women are. You know what they're like."
You know what I was thinking initially on it? I go, that's extremely sexist because nowadays the men might be standing around doing their makeup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Simone Biles will compete in all four events in the team's finals today, despite suffering an apparent calf injury during the qualification round. She hobbled off the floor after she appeared to injure her calf in warm-ups. She powered through it, though, ended up scoring points in the final three events of the round. So, yeah, Simone Biles, a beast. I think a lot of people are going to be watching her today.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, that's going to be the moment I think everybody's going to anticipate seeing. I know. I'm headed home right now to look at it, so I think it'll be great.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's get a quick break here on Pensacola right now. When we come back, we've got some stories about McDonald's struggling with their sales, and we also got the first community, first city that's going to go all electric with their police vehicles. We'll tell you about those coming up here next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Continuing on with some of your stories here, McDonald's sales declined for the first time since the pandemic. The blame? Higher fast food prices hurting demand. In fact, we've seen other fast food places coming out in recent months with different meal deals. in order to try to entice people to come back. So yeah, McDonald's the first one coming out with the getting hit. And I gotta say, man, it's not. I mean, it might be fast food, but it ain't cheap food anymore. It's getting kind of pricey up there.
Mm-mm. Even Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember back in the day, I used to get 50-cent tacos from Taco Bell.
I know, right?
It was amazing.
The dollar menu turned into the $3 value meal, dinner meal.
Yep, exactly.
I'll take it, though. It's worth it. I'll pay whatever. Take my money. I got to have my Taco Bell. Okay.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Former President Trump delivered a keynote address at the world's largest Bitcoin conference in Nashville over the weekend and called for the United States to become the quote-unquote crypto capital of the planet and a Bitcoin superpower of the world.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's gonna be a minute for me on that one.
Of the planet. That's okay. More than 291,000 BMW X3 SUVs are being recalled due to a potential safety issue with their interior rear cargo rails. If you have an X3 between the year 2018 and 2023, take it to your nearest BMW dealer today.
The nation's first all-electric police car fleet launched Monday in the Southern California city of South Pasadena. The city bought 20 Teslas, that was cheap, installed chargers at City Hall, and is putting up solar panels and a backup battery system to reduce emissions and save money.
Save money? What, in like 100 years?
Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
At first I heard this, I was like, wait, somebody's getting all electric police vehicles, and I was like, that doesn't seem, but then he said South Pasadena, I'm like, okay, they don't even have crime there, so right. It's like they're just cruising around enjoying the drive type of a thing. Because at first I started thinking, okay, so if you got a police officer chasing you, because you know they have a lot of police chases in Southern California, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to go fast, you just have to outlast the battery.
Nice.
That's
true.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to keep on driving right here. Like, please pull over. Like, yeah, right. What are you going to do? You can't crash into me. Your car will blow up. So what are you going to do? Yeah. All right. Homelessness, already at a record high last year, is getting worse this year. And this time it's worsening with people with jobs. Lack of affordable housing ranked as the top reason people said that they were homeless, which has now beat out mental health struggles or job loss. Ooh, yeah, that's not good. There's been a discernible uptick in homelessness in many parts of the United States, including Southeast Texas, where it's up 61% compared to a year ago. Rhode Island, 35%. Northeast Tennessee, up 20% compared to a year ago. Ooh,
yeah, Pigeon Forge, that whole Knoxville area. I mean, yeah, Knoxville. It's blowing up. People are like, oh, it's great out here in the outdoors and mountains, and oh, it's quaint. And then, yeah.
Now I can't afford it.
Now I can't afford to live there.
Shot up the prices. I was telling somebody this a while ago. I have family out west, not California, because California is, you can't compare anything to California real estate prices. It's ridiculous. But about 6-7 years ago, was out visiting family, and we were talking about housing prices and just rental rates and overall home prices. And I was just remember just being shocked. I was like, man, it's just so much more expensive than what it is in Pensacola. That was 6-7 years ago. Recently, I was talking to them again and just complained about real estate prices in Pensacola, how everything has gotten so expensive. And we realized Pensacola is more expensive than what it is out west now, in many places out west. Mm-hmm. Where 6-7 years ago, I had sticker shock, like, man, I don't know how you guys can afford a place out here, and now that place out there is cheaper than Pensacola.
Wow.
Like, prices have just gone through the roof here over the past 5 or 6 years. Really, it's pretty much since COVID is where all the prices go. I mean, rental rates here are just, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep. Thanks, HGTV. Deadpool,
what's that?
I said, thanks, HGTV.
Oh, yeah, thanks, HGTV. Yeah. 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 Please don't put us on the top, best beaches in America. That doesn't help us either. Mm-hmm. It just causes more people to come down here.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine broke records this weekend with $205 million at the domestic box office, making it the 8th biggest opening ever. $438 million globally, and it now holds the number one record for a rated R movie opening up. It dethroned the first Deadpool, which held the record at $133 million, and now it's at $205 million domestically. Oof, that's a big one.
That's going to be a big franchise. I think they're going to keep going with that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, this is just proof, you know. Yeah. All right, so yeah, real quick on this, I was watching those Facebook reels, and this whole I'm glad you looked it up because I was starting to get really scared. But the back of the toothpaste tubes and the colors on them. Joe Rogan was talking about it on a podcast that I saw, where he was interviewing Elon Musk, and he's like, oh well, it's all about the chemicals that they use in the toothpaste, but so we've gotten conflicting reports, right? As soon as we started talking about this, people were like, no, that's not true. It's all about packaging. So what is it, I wonder? Is it just conspiracy theory?
I think it's conspiracy theory at this point, because there was a couple of sites I found that were dental website from a dentist, and they're like, yeah, it tells you if it has chemicals or if it's all natural or whatever. But since then, I've found a plethora of other stories saying, no, it's 100% based on the 100% based on manufacturing, and it's like
packaging,
where to cut, where to fold, all this other stuff like that. The actual packaging that makes up those tubes or whatever. So it's like, oh, all right, oh well.
Yep.
Got some wacky stories coming up here for you right after we get a break on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go ahead and do some traffic, because I think we're clear on out until the bottom of the hour there, top of the hour, bottom.
Okay.
Top of the hour. So we're looking at Mobile Highway and North New Warrington Road. We have a traffic light out there, so please use caution in that area. Also, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock at West Fairfield Drive and 57th Avenue in Pensacola. And this just in on Avalon Boulevard over in Milton. If you if you're on Avalon Boulevard headed toward Del Monte Street in Milton, there is an ambulance blocking part of the roadway there. It looks like that's headed southbound. And there was a hit-and-run crash earlier with roadblock there, so crews are on the scene. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. There is a roadway blockage over at Casino Beach Boardwalk. If you are on Via de Luna headed towards Casino Beach Boardwalk area, there is a roadway blockage there with another hit-and-run crash. I had two hit-and-run crashes this afternoon. So please use caution if you're headed out to Pensacola Beach. And I just saw where they're having s'mores on the shores somewhere on Pensacola Beach on August 1st. So I'm going to have to do some investigating on that, because I love some s'mores. Yeah, I just saw that pop up.
I do like s'mores. That's good stuff. Speaking of Casino Beach, Tyler Mack will be the artist tomorrow at Bands on the Beach over at the Gulfside Pavilion. And Tyler Mack's been playing guitar for quite some time. I guess he was actually nominated by the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. So I guess he's a blues artist as well. I think you said he plays, is that mostly what he does? Like kind of, cause it looks like he toured with Ted Nugent and.
Right. He's singer, songwriter and guitar player. Yeah. So, I've never met him, but he's one of these guys that's kind of a legend around here. So I hear a lot of people talk about him. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're wanting to go out to the Gulfside Pavilion tomorrow at 7 o'clock, bring your lawn chair or blanket to the pavilion area. No pets are allowed, and glass is prohibited. So, and of course, Bands on the Beach goes through the last Tuesday of October. So we still got a couple months worth of bands to check out. Some crazy stories here for you. A skeleton of a 42-foot-long dinosaur was being sent from Wyoming to Denver, yet it got stuck in Switzerland after it got lost in the mail. Christopher Nuth, who runs the Museum of Evolution in Denmark, said the specimen now resides where it's supposed to be, and it's in good shape. But this is what happened. Apparently, it was shipped directly from Utah, but mistakenly registered in customs upon arrival in Switzerland. So what normally takes about a week transit period ended up taking about 2 weeks before it continued to Denmark. So there for about a week, the proprietors over there at the museum were wondering, like, where's our dinosaur? And then I guess they couldn't find it, lost in the mail. So, things get lost in the mail, even dinosaurs, apparently.
Yep. Speaking of dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is often ridiculed for his little arms, They could be much larger than we actually suspected originally. Researchers say that the T-Rex could be up to actually 70% larger than what we previously thought, because only a handful of the T-Rex skeletons have actually been discovered, and now they believe that those skeletons are just the babies, not the full grown.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, if those are just the babies, then, yeah, we're definitely looking at some, you could get some pretty big dinosaurs, if that's the case.
So we'll have to go back and revisit the whole Jurassic Park series and redo those, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You're going to have to do, because now, I mean, the T-Rex is already very intimidating, right? But now it's like, I don't know. You know, it's like, is it really that intimidating? I don't think so.
And it's just a baby.
Now it's just a baby. Those are just the babies. So exactly. So then, speaking of modern day dinosaurs, gators.
Right.
There was a guy and his wife who were boating through the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia, and they were going through a canal that was between two lakes, and while they were doing so, they ended up coming across a cluster of gators. Like, I saw a screenshot of it. It was just a ton of these things. So they're going through a cluster of gators, and it happened on July 14th. He posted it to his Facebook page 2 days later. Now it's been viewed almost a million times. The video now has prompted researchers to investigate, why is there so many gators congregated in just a small stretch of the canal? Yeah, good question. And that would freak me out. I'm glad I didn't see it. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the vibes.
All right. So to close out our roadway reports today, looks like we've still got a light out at Mobile Highway and North New Warrington Road in Pensacola. And we do have at West Fairfield Drive and 57th Avenue a vehicle crash with roadblock there. If you're headed out to Pensacola Beach this evening, we do have part of the roadway blocked getting toward Casino Beach Boardwalk. This is from an earlier hit-and-run crash. So if you're on Via de Luna headed that way, you might see some slowdown from that. And Avalon Boulevard in Milton, headed toward Del Monte Street, we do have an ambulance on the scene of a hit-and-run crash there. And that is causing some roadblock headed south. If you do see anything else out there on the roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
So a couple of going back to the top three stories here that we've been covering a lot today. We had that big shooting that happened on at the community center in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of people frustrated, because they're like, you know what, we've been wanting to reduce the shootings in this area, but and we were told that we need to have more activities for the kids to be involved with, yet these things keep happening. And and I'm like, yeah, okay, I can see this, but like, I don't understand like what they think will happen. What do they think is going to happen if you just get more activities? Like, it can't be that. It has to be gang activity, gang, like, this is always gang related stuff. Like this shooting here, they're saying is a retaliatory shooting, right? And so it's gang related type thing. So maybe a reduction of drugs, but even then, I'm betting it just, like, I don't know how you address it when it's gang related activity. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I would think that, you know, if I was going to join a gang and I try to think about what would drive me to do that, it would probably be because I don't have strong parental figures. I don't have boundaries. I don't have the attention that I need from my home life. So then I seek that out from, you know, individuals that might be on the wrong side of the tracks doing some sultry things.
And maybe that's exact. I don't know. And yeah. Yes, you're probably right. Having a
starts at home.
Starting at home. Yep. Probably absolutely right. All right, it is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby. That's Jake. Thanks for joining us here. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yep.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.